Ah, this is so stupid. Now it's recording.
All right.
Okay, hey, we're here.
We are.
We're here.
Somehow we got here. I don't know how we got here, but we did.
We did. We're back on my stupid podcast, and we have Wee Man today. This is so fun. Hey.
Hey, it's funny you calling me Wee Man, because usually you only call me Jason.
Well, I know, but for the pod, people know you as.
Very true.
Jason Acuna.
Legend.
Legend, yes.
No, I'm being
the
funny.
Legend, Jason Acuna, is here. Self-proclaimed.
No, I'm not. I am not self-proclaimed.
Hey, you just said it.
I didn't give myself the nickname. I don't call
Who
myself.
Who gave you the nickname?
This guy named Sal Rocco.
How did it end? He just like looked at you one day and he goes, oh, Wee Man.
No, it was when we were younger, me and my buddies, and we would go to World Industries. Skateboard company was one of the biggest ones.
Was it the biggest at the time?
At the time, it was. Uh-huh. It was just starting to grow, though. It wasn't yet. It was just starting to grow. And the owner, Steve, his brother, Sal was in the warehouse. And we used to go there and be like, hey, can we get free boards or something, you know?
How old were you?
Like 13, 14.
You were so young.
Mm-hmm. And we would skate there. And it was in our neighborhood.
Who's we?
Me and my buddies that skated during that time. And every time I stopped by, Sal would always yell to everyone, hey, everybody, Wee Man's here, Wee Man's here.
It's funny he called you man when you were just a boy.
I know. It's weird.
That is weird.
I wasn't even a man yet. I wasn't even 18. Yeah.
Wee Man.
Wee Man. He already knew.
Wee Boy wouldn't have aged well.
No. Wee Boy. But I think having man in my name made me who I am.
That's
like,
funny.
I'm very... Like in the group, in the Jackass group, right. Preston and Dave and others, like I'm the bully.
Right, you're telling me that.
And so I think being a man so young made me like, all right, toughen up.
Do you think that name kind of like you grew into it? Like you're like, okay, that's who I am?
Yes, totally.
So interesting.
Yeah, I tried to have, I gave myself nicknames as a kid. But
like what?
One time I wanted to be called Chico. I like
Chico?
The name
Chico. Is that because you're half Mexican?
Yes.
That's cute.
But it didn't, it didn't stick.
Yeah. But so. You like introduce yourself as Chico?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, I was like going around like doing that.
I'm Chico.
Yeah.
That means boy in Spanish though, right?
I don't know offhand.
Come on. That,
we'd have to
Your
Google
dad
it.
Is Mexican. Doesn't he speak Spanish?
He barely speaks Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if my grandfather did, but my grandma speaks a little. Yeah, my grandma does.
Okay.
I know that for sure.
What's boy in German?
Kind, Junge.
Junge. Yes, that's not going to stick.
Junge is not going to stick. That means
what was another nickname you wanted to have?
That's it. I don't remember any other
Chico.
Ones.
Chico.
Yeah.
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 Wee Man. That's what stuck.
It stuck. Since I was 13, quite a few years.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
So. But your real name is Jason Acuna.
That is it.
People say Acuna, though. I feel like I've heard that.
They do.
But it's Acuna. Because it has that little, what's it called?
Enya.
An Enya.
That's why
over
it goes
the...
Acuna.
Oh.
Because it's an Enya.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So. And it's crazy because my dad's side, we have the Enya over the names. And my mom's side, she's German. And she
so
has
the two dots.
Yeah, and those are called umlauts.
Umlauts. Yeah. Over her last name?
Uh-huh.
What's her last name?
Girl.
Oh.
Same as my uncle, the book I'm reading right now.
Got it.
Yeah. So in my family, there's two famous people, my uncle and myself.
Do you think that you were destined to be famous?
I don't know. I don't know what
it was. Is
that
like a weird question?
It's weird, but the funny story is my dad used to take me to work when I was like five, maybe four or five. Mm-hmm. And my uncle, they worked construction. And I met Billy Barty when I was a kid.
Who's that?
He was like one of the most famous little people.
Oh.
He's the one who like started the little people like thing. And
what's the little people thing?
Little people, LPA, Little People Association.
Oh, he started a whole association?
He started an association. But back then, midget was like
the term.
And then.
Which you're trying to bring back.
I'm trying to bring it back. I've tried many times, but it's people, I don't know what's going on. They get scared. But anyways. I met him.
Uh-huh. And what was he famous for?
He'd been in tons of movies.
Okay. How have I not heard of him?
He did the whole, like, what's the one? The famous...
Willy Wonka?
Not Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
So is that fucked up?
No, the other one. The Yellow Brick Road.
Oh! Yep. he was in that?
Mm-hmm. And he got
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, and he got all those little people. Okay. And that's when they started, like, the union and all that.
I see.
So,
There's not very many of you, right? Like, it's not... It's rare.
It is rare.
Yeah.
We're 0.06 of the population.
Okay.
So not even 1%.
How many in the world?
I don't know in the world, but it's 0.06
of the whole population. So there's got to be a lot then.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, what's
funny...
What
are the stats to be, like, one in what chance?
One in 40. Oh, no. It all depends.
1 in 40 feels like a lot.
It is 1 in 40. I think that's
really?
The number. Yeah. 1 in every 4. I think. Don't quote me. I'm going to have to.
I'm going to look
There's so
up.
Many different stats because then it's like, say me and another person had a child. It's 50-50.
Really?
Yep. And then it's even like, did you ever seen that Little People, Big World?
Yeah.
Where all their kids were normal except for one. And he was a twin.
I always kind of felt bad for that one.
But he pulled it.
He pulled it. But like, it was just like to have all your siblings.
But then he married a normal chick and they had all little kids.
Really?
Yeah, all their kids are little.
No way. Bless you.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
His parents are both little.
Right.
And then he was the only one. And then he married a tall woman.
And
all their kids are little.
Interesting.
So you never know.
Yeah.
And it's a hiccup in your chromosomes.
Uh huh.
You know how you have 27 chromosomes?
I do now.
Now you do. So in my chromosomes, that one just had a little beep.
Gotcha.
And it happens.
Because, your parents are both tall.
Yeah.
Were they shocked?
I think they were at first and didn't know what to do. This was, back in the day. And my dad actually met a little person guy at a bus stop. And he goes, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? He goes, I just had a son. He's a little person. And I just want to make sure. Are you cool? Is life good for you?
And that was what he said? Is life good for you?
And the guy goes, don't worry, your kid's going to be fine. And my dad even had a party at the house, like the apartment they lived in, and invited the guy over. He's like, your son's going to be fine. Don't worry.
I love that.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, the first person that already gave me like the push out.
That's like the universe spoke through him.
Yeah. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
That's really cute. Your dad did that.
So back to Billy Barty.
Okay. Yeah.
I was with my uncle working, and I would just blab things, like, around my uncle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I said it. I just said out of the blue. He didn't even bring up Billy Barty, but I just met him. And I was walking away from my uncle, and I told my uncle, I said, I'm going to be way more famous than Billy Barty.
How old were you?
I was 5.
Stop.
And I knew Billy Barty was famous.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, pfft. I'm going to be way more famous than
Billy
Barty.
That's so crazy.
Like, I called it.
Uh-huh.
And he told me later in life, he goes, and I go, I actually remember that. Like,
no
I
way.
Remember being
Wait,
cocky. My uncle told me later, he goes, do you remember telling me, like, you were like 5?
That's amazing.
And I was like, whoa. I go, I do actually, now that you bring it up, I remember it.
So you've always had, like, a really big personality?
Yeah. I've always been outgoing, like... Even with my mom, like when I was young, my mom would bring me to adult parties and she'd say, he's cool because he doesn't, I'll talk to anybody and crack jokes and do whatever. Like, that's just how I am. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's, I have the I don't care attitude. I think that's why I ended up where I ended up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't care if you're going to be on Jackass,
Right.
I mean? You're going to be naked at one
point. But that also just kind of happened.
It did, but you can't care. If you're caring, you're not, it's gonna come off wrong.
Anyone ever care on Jackass?
No, I think everybody got it and we're just go for it.
Yeah,
so
that's so true. Yeah, because you do have to be naked a lot.
Be naked.
Everyone have to be naked at some point?
Yeah, everyone's been
and
naked.
No one's ever been like
nope.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're like, sign my soul to the devil, here it is.
Not that bad. Just been like, boys will be boys.
Yeah.
What
was one of the craziest stunts you ever did on Jackass?
Oh, there's so many. Like, we're talking 4 movies plus 3 bonus movies plus 3 seasons of the TV show.
What comes to mind? What do you think of?
Every time people ask me that,
is that annoying?
It kind of.
Are you annoyed?
It's kind of like
mad at me?
No, not at all. No way. But it's like a news article interview question. Sorry. But no, not at all. Don't be. There's no stupid questions.
Wow, thank you. I'm gonna get really stupid now that you said that.
Really stupid. Yeah. No, you're fine. But I always tell people it actually was pretty crazy because no one else has done this.
Ever in the history of life?
Yeah. So I I was bungeed to Preston.
Right. I've seen that
and
one.
And jumped off
the first or the second?
It was in the second movie.
Okay.
And like nobody's
Where done. Was that? In Florida?
Florida.
You were just on some random bridge?
Yeah, but Jeff Tremaine drove me to the bridge the day before.
And was like, hey, this is where this is going to happen.
And he goes, will you jump off this bridge? And I was like, of course I'll jump off this bridge because I grew up like in Torrance.
It was like 40 yards?
It was 40 feet. 35. It was 40 feet exactly.
Oh, okay.
And they did a 35-foot like bungee.
Okay.
So they had a guy like test it, and he knew I'd come back like under the bridge, and they just wanted to make sure I wouldn't like
slam. Hit the bridge.
Yeah, but Jeff brought me there, and he goes, "If I get Preston on this bridge, will you jump?"
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "If you get Preston here, I'll definitely jump because by my house we used to jump off the Hermosa Pier all the time, like in the summer. There'd be like tourists, like we would just put our trunks out and be like." Oh, wait, look what's down there. We'd run and jump over.
And that was like that height?
That height.
How old were you when you did that?
Oh, we were kids.
So you were like destined for all of this.
Yeah. we used to cause havoc all the time.
Yeah.
So I used to, in high school, this just skating.
Wait, so the bungee was the...
is one of the craziest ones because...
because visibly it didn't look that crazy.
Yeah, but you gotta, if you think, because there's so, I think, people get so jaded by Jackass because they're seeing all this stuff so much now. And especially even nowadays, like with all these other shows where people just mess up or, you know, fail. I think you get, maybe jaded's the wrong word, but you get so used to it. It's almost like.
Like numb.
You get numb to it. So I think since it's in the middle of this movie of stunts and stunts and stunts, people are like. Okay, yeah, they jump off.
Yeah, like here. Bungee jumping.
But I had the deal. I had Preston one hates heights, so that's like a thing.
That was funny.
He was up there like
shaking.
Playing the piano, you know, shaking. Yeah. And I had to jump to get him to go.
And what if he didn't jump? You would have pulled him off.
Regardless. I pulled him.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
I had to jump to pull him off.
Got it.
And I knew it was the force of my jump that
would
like
pull him.
Would pull him.
Right, and then he went up, right?
No, I went up.
Okay.
He fell, but as he didn't have no bungee because he yanked me back into the water.
Did that hurt?
No, it was fine. It was good. But they didn't know if we were going to collide in the air. They didn't know if I was going to hit the bridge. So.
But were you scared?
No.
Were you ever scared?
Sometimes you just have, you don't, you get nervous, but if I got scared, I wouldn't have done it. And sometimes I just think.
You're doing this?
You're doing it. To just do it.
You think having cameras rolling also like was an added pressure where you're like, okay. And you had like a whole crew. So it was like, if you fuck, it's like, there's also a big budget behind it. Like you just were like, go.
All, everything's good. The funniest thing is, so flip phones with video cameras just came out.
Uh-huh.
And that shot, the initial shot that's like from the water where you see us. The paramedic, it was on a boat, and the paramedics were on the boat.
Oh, because you always had them ready.
Yeah, okay. And one of the paramedic ladies pulled her flip phone out and videoed right behind our camera guy, got the same exact shot. And Dimitri, who filmed it, goes, Jeff, you got to make sure she deletes it. He goes, give me your phone.
Delete.
And that's when we realized things were about to change. So it was our second movie now that we didn't realize, uh-oh. Like, now people are going to be filming us on the streets and stuff and other things.
Right, because before it was fine.
It was fine. Because
like,
we
Preston
had,
chasing you.
We had
it was, like, funny.
Nobody had video phones yet. So, yeah, that moment was a big game changer.
Like, her filming that and realizing that. Like,
and we were like, oh, shit, our footage can be leaked before we even put a movie out. So, it was pretty crazy.
Was Swamp Shoot in that?
Yeah, Swamp Shoot was that one. Okay, that was like
when I think of like craziest, because you were like, everyone thought I died.
Yeah, everyone thought I was going
to
die.
Yeah, like when I asked you that question, I was like, he's going to say Swamp Shoot because he almost died.
I don't think of it that way, but yeah.
Because that is, to be underwater in 40 ropes under
like wrapped up
under
in
a rope. Literal yeah, like parachute.
I try not to think about it.
Sorry. Does it stress you out?
When I think about it, it does. Yeah, I'm like, oh fuck.
I bet you almost died maybe like 20 times.
Probably. I don't know.
Got hurt. Like everyone almost died a bunch.
Yeah, not Preston though. I don't think Preston's ever almost died. He sort of gets away with things.
Like, I feel like his, I picture his sense of just like you chasing you. Or like drinking something. Or he was the one that put on the sweatsuit for sweatsuit cocktail.
And Steve-O drank it.
Steve-O. Steve-O was always the one to drink things, right?
Yeah, drink and eat. Things. And eat. He, yeah. And like he would win Fear Factor of the gross eating stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So. What's the grossest thing you ate?
I don't think it's really that gross. The two grossest things I've ever ate were. Or I drank cobra's blood.
On Wild Boys.
And I also did cow's milk with cow's blood.
Oh. In Kenya. Were you in Kenya. Africa? Yeah. Kenya, that was Africa. Like, that's like what they drink to like run marathons.
Yep.
Maybe I should do that.
Let's get a cow's blood.
Yeah,
milk.
There we go. That's my...
We're going. That's my, you're going to do
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
You're going to do
it. Hey,
this.
So far so good. Yeah. I don't know if I need that.
You excited about your marathon?
I
can tell you thought about marathon, you're like, bloop.
No, I am. I just want it, like, I just want to get, like, to 20 miles with training.
Okay.
They say you should only run to 20 miles, which I think is kind of, like, that leaves six to, like, just hope for the best on the race day. But apparently race day, you've got, like, adrenaline, and so hopefully that all kicks in.
I'm not a runner. I have little legs, if you haven't noticed.
I have those. Barely, but I do see them right now.
Yeah, so I'm not a runner.
Yeah.
I will run if I have to. I'll kick in, like, I'll kick in nitrous.
Yeah, like a hippo?
Yeah.
Hippos can run pretty fast, apparently.
Yeah, so I'm like that. I'll cruise, and then it's like, oh, shit, I need to run. I'll run.
Have you ever had a run? Oh, I'm trying to think. There's, like, that opening scene of Jackass where you're, like, running away from the bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, like, running for your life?
Yeah.
Yep. Where was that?
We filmed it. There used to be this... They shut down this town in Downey.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of...
Downey, where's that?
It's in L.A., but it's, like, east. It's almost Orange County, but it's like, right on the border, but, like, kind of middle of L.A. And they shut down this... They bought this whole town that was kind of going under, and they kept the homes, and they turned it into a studio place for, like, all movies and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And we did it there.
Did you film a lot of stuff there?
Yeah. We filmed, actually, just that opener there.
Gotcha.
But I've seen it before in other movies. I'll be like, oh, they filmed that there and stuff.
Is the first one with the grocery cart?
That was filmed on the 6th Street Bridge that was the old school bridge. That they recently just took down.
Oh.
And they rebuilt the bridge.
In L.A.?
Uh-huh.
But that's, like, one of the more iconic Jackass. Yeah. Like, I feel like even, like, photos.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the front of the cart. It's
with
a really
cool Captain
pic.
America outfit. Yeah. Just.
I like that photo. What's one of your favorite Jackass memories of all time?
Meeting Preston.
Aw, that is the cutest thing I've ever
because
heard.
Because he.
I want to, like, clip this and send it to him. That is so
he
sweet.
He wrote the bit. And we were both in our tidy whiteies and white beaters. And he's like, hey, I'm Preston. And I go, hey, all right, let's go. Let's film this bit.
That's so funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. The next one is like Jeff saying, hey, we're going to film a TV show. Because we've been doing like just skate videos before. And I'm like, TV show? I'm like, this is going to be on one time. It's going to end. Everybody's gonna be like, didn't you try and do that to you? And then, nope. Here it is, like, over 20 years
later. What was the connection? Because, like, Bam was in Pennsylvania, right?
So, yeah.
And then Bam, you guys were out in L.A. Like, how did that get connected?
So, Bam and Dunn and those guys were doing CKY, which is Camp Kill Yourself, which was skating and Jackass-style stuff.
Camp Kill Yourself?
Yep. And then we were doing...
Did he just make that up?
Yeah. His brother started the band called CKY, so
okay.
And then he kind of went with it too. And then we were doing Big Brother, which was the skateboard magazine from which Steve owned, who was Sal's brother.
Got it.
That then led to...
Did it come from World...
Industries, yeah.
Got it. So he broke off...
Yeah, and then he did a magazine. In the magazine, we did videos, And so then we both realized we're doing kind of the same thing. Let's collab.
How did you connect and make that connection?
Okay. Skateboarding connected us.
Okay.
Everybody in the skateboard world's connected. Got it. So we connected that
way. Even today, would you say?
A lot of people are, but I think then there's so many brands now and so many different things. It's not as connected. Like back then, it was very connected. Everybody knew everybody. So
in skating.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Jackass was born out of that. Yep. Do you think a lot of people don't know that about Jackass?
I think maybe, I don't think a lot, but maybe it's like, I think 75% fans do and then 25 don't.
Gotcha.
Because there is true hardcore fans that know where
I feel like the true hardcore fans are skaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, or no, like, there's people that were like homebodies that watch MTV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know what I mean? So then I don't think, then they got like, it changed their lives.
I feel like that's such a passion, and I feel like when they have that passion, they connect to it on a deeper level.
Oh, got it.
You know?
Yeah. That's, I don't think that's like majority of fans. I think there's like a handful of that. But I think MTV like was like so worldwide that I think people really connected to it.
It was the coolest thing ever.
It was like
back in the 2000s.
Yeah, and people would be like, "How do these people feel so comfortable around you?" And I'm like, "You got to think about it." Like when I'm at home, I'm in my t-shirt and underwear and I'm watching shows, you know.
So they like feel connected
and
to you.
And so you feel connected, and I'm like, "These people were like in their underwear watching us." So they feel like we're best friends.
And when they were younger.
And younger, and it's kind of their like childhood thing.
What do you think people like see you and automatically assume?
I don't know. I used to get this, like people would be like, "Hey, Wee Man's coming," you know, from, like, "Oh no, he's gonna burn the building down. Yeah, he's crazy. This place is gonna get thrashed."
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I'm like, "Why are you assuming that? Like, you don't even know me, you know?" And you're
like, associate you with everyone else.
Yeah, but I've never heard of any one of us showing up to a place and
destroying it.
The only time we destroyed a place was when we got invited to Pure nightclub.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
And they're like, "You sure you want the Jackass?" This was like right when number two came out. Mm-hmm. So we were like the guys. "Yeah, we want you guys."
Where is Pure?
It was in Vegas.
Okay.
It was like an all white, like silky nightclub with the sheets. And we're like, "Really? Us going to that nightclub?" They're like, "Yeah." And they put us like in this like back area. And there was a lower area, and there was like glass, and it was like a fish tank. Mm-hmm. And Jeff goes, "Pee on the glass, make it." And people were like looking up. It literally looked like I was peeing on these girls' faces, but it was like hitting the glass.
And then you all got kicked out.
So then, yeah, but they wanted that. Like Knox is like, "Get us thrown out of here. Yeah. Like that's the only way we're gonna be able to leave."
And they used you.
So I was the billy goat.
You didn't get in any issues with public urination.
Nope, not then. No, but
have you ever been charged with anything?
Not charged with anything. No.
Why did you pause?
Because I like never have. Like, why would I get?
I don't know.
Yeah, like
I got a drinking as an underage person.
Oh, you did?
I'm not squeaky clean.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Whoa.
No, Zach Brown Band concert really got me. It's actually a funny story. I was like eating Cheez-Its, just sitting in the grass. And it came up to me and they're like, "Ma'am, we're going to need to see your ID." And I just like started crying and I've got like Cheez-It dust on my corners of my mouth, black mascara streaming out of my Ray-Ban glasses. And then I just go, "I'm a good person. I went to private school," in front of all my friends. And they were like, "You're an idiot." And then I got in trouble.
That's like me saying, "Hey, I'm Wee Man."
I know. But no, it was really sad. Like I thought that was going to get me out of it.
Private school.
What a loser. I know. I went to private school. It was like Snooki when she got
arrested. I'm a good person. I'm better than everybody else.
No, it was a legit Snooki when she got arrested, and she was like, "I'm a good person." Yeah, it was bad.
That's funny. I met Snooki one time. I'm like, you're
bare. Was she your height?
She's exactly my height.
Stop.
I'm like, take off those like 6 foot wedges to try and act
like she's your height.
She is exactly my height.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Is she a midget?
No. She's not. She's just some, even there's like Mexican girls or whatever that are like shorter. Uh-huh. My grandma's like
4'10". Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's not, you know what I mean?
That's so funny.
Yeah. And it was, she's like, "I'm not your height." And she was so pissed.
Where did you meet her?
It was at like a premiere of something. Uh-huh. And everybody was on the red carpet. I'm like, "Snooki." And even like Preston and Dave and everything. dude, she's like the same height as
That's
you.
That's so funny. You don't know what movie it was?
It was, dude, we used to go to. Yeah, I don't remember. And she just cruised in and or cruised down. Mm-hmm. She was pissed. She's like, she avoided me like the plague after that.
Really? Because
she didn't want to be associated.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you she's been called a midget. Like, what's up, midget? And she's like, what's up?
So she just was like, you were like a mirror on her reality. That's so funny. Who's been the coolest celebrity you've ever met that you're like, wow, that was really cool? Have you ever been like starstruck?
Oh, yeah, I get starstruck. But I've been starstruck on by celebrities.
Right. Who's geeked out the hardest meeting you?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It is. It's the craziest. And now.
Shut up.
No, I'm being serious.
That's so funny.
I'm being so serious.
What do we do?
I'll tell you. So Alan and I, my manager,
I'm
meeting him up in Hollywood. This was like way young days. Uh-huh. And he's like, this is where celebrities eat. He's uh-huh. where Jack Nicholson eats. Yeah. Capriano or whatever. What's his name? That's super famous dude. I don't know. Anyways, he's like telling me, I'm like, yeah, whatever, Alan. Like, I'm like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where they eat. It was a restaurant.
And your manager's much older. So
yeah,
let's give the people the context there that he's like an older man.
He's an older man. And he's like, this is where they are. Like, okay, guy. And we're eating. It's an Italian restaurant.
In Hollywood.
Uh-huh. The waiter seems so like too good for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure she was also an aspiring actress.
Guy.
Okay,
waiter. I would have said waitress if it was a girl.
I don't need gender words.
So, I do.
I don't.
Sets people apart. Lets you know I'm talking.
I think everyone can be anything.
So this person was serving us food uh-huh. and thought they were cooler than the world. And uh-huh. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the place. I'm eating spaghetti. I just ordered like spaghetti and I have a thing full of mouth. And I get a tap on the shoulder, and I look back, and it's Samuel L.
Jackson. And you got, like, spaghetti hanging out of your
mouth?
And
I go out there, and he's like, hey, I don't want to bug you. I just want to tell you I'm a big fan.
Stop.
And I'm like, Samuel L. Jackson, I'm a big fan, too. Oh, my God. Like, he's like, all right, I'm going to let you go. Have a good one.
Wow.
And then I saw him
uh-huh.
a few months later at the Hateful Eight premiere, and we were kind of sitting in the same row. And he sees me and he's like, okay, come here. Like, give me a hug. Stop. Like, that big.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, I love you, buddy. I love you.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
It's actually so cool that you can also see people and just know them, too. Like, again, you don't know him well, obviously, but you've seen him in movies. And, like, you know who he is and vice versa. Like, what a weird ability to connect with someone immediately upon just...
You do the work and I do the work. We're like, we do this work, but you're cool and I'm cool. Like, yeah.
It's cool.
It's crazy.
That's so interesting.
And then it's another Pulp Fiction actor. I've told this story many times, but Bruce Willis, okay. Same thing. Like,
he's
same,
a big fan?
Yeah, but I was down in Cabo. It was right after him and Demi got divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was dating like some supermodel. Uh-huh. And I was doing a movie about supermodels and she was in it.
What was the movie?
Death to a Supermodel. Never came out.
I was
going to
say, you, I was asking about movies yesterday, and you're like, yeah.
This is one of them. Horrible movie.
Alan give you that?
One day shoot.
Damn it, Alan.
Yeah, one day shoot. But I spent 5 days in Costa Rica.
Fun.
And the first day, like, I went down, and I wanted to see the shots on the beach. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking out at 9 a.m, and it's Bruce Willis. And I pass him, I'm like, oh, crap, because he's talking to somebody. But I go, like, sit, like, 10 feet away. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there, and, like, 20 minutes after, he's like, hey, wee man, are you working? And I'm like, nope. And he's like, well, let's start drinking.
Stop.
And I'm like, let's go.
Stop.
9:30 in the morning.
So you just start getting drunk with Bruce Willis?
Captain Morgan's and Coke.
Stop. Right? This is so funny.
2 p.m, and we're telling stories. Yeah, I love you, bro. I love you. Bro. Like, and telling stories. It's 2 p.m. We'd been drinking since 9:30. He goes, let's go skinny dipping.
Shut up.
In the ocean. Stop. And I'm like, fucking let's go.
So you can say you've been skinny dipping with,
we got
with
buck,
Bruce Willis?
We got buck naked and ran down the beach. Everybody's like, what the? And it's just me and Bruce.
Shut up.
Running down the beach, buck naked, and jumping into the ocean.
That is such a legendary story.
I'm like, I'm living.
How old were you?
This was years ago.
Yeah, 30s?
Yeah, late 20s.
Okay,
late
wow.
Late 20s, early 30s.
Was that before the second Jackass or
maybe
after?
Maybe right around.
Damn, that is yeah. So funny.
Yeah.
What happened after that?
He was like, all right, man, we just hung out. And then he left that day because he only stayed for a day.
You think he tells the story?
I don't know. I wish I could ask him that. But he has dementia or whatever now.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Yeah. I wonder if he, I always wondered if he did, yeah. Like, if he got interviewed, what's the group? Man, we man went skinny dipping in Costa Rica. Shit was awesome.
I feel like people inserting your name into any story makes it a good story. You know what I mean?
That's what I wonder. I wonder if he's, yeah. Like, started.
Well, I bet there's just a lot of people in the world that, like, have a photo with you or, like, you know, that they say things like that, that are like, it was just a regular Tuesday for you, but they were like, and then Wee Man was there, you know, like,
yeah.
It's so interesting.
I have a friend, she's like still with her dude, like, and 12 years ago, I met them at the airport, both of them, mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, she was so nervous. I'm like, no, just get a photo. We got a photo together, and now I know her like 12 years later, and her dude. And he goes, she still talks about that. I've never heard her talk about any. And he goes, she smiles when she thinks about aww. Just the photo of you two guys. And she goes, she remembers how nice you were. And you said, no, get the photo.
You didn't say make it quick?
No, I didn't tell her make it quick. I said, just get the photo.
That's what Jason says to people when they want a photo. They go, he goes, make it quick.
It's just,
I was like, you're sounding kind of mean.
but I don't want to, I'm not going to sit there and chit chat. Like, I'm like, okay, now we're BFFs. Woohoo!
You think that's because people often in the past will start trying to talk to you?
Oh my, like, I would have people like, hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah, like what
and
would
then
they ask you?
20 minutes later.
Would they ask you like life advice?
Life advice.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, I've had people, I went to like.
Like what? They'd be like, how do you do it, man?
I went to a place.
What's the answer to this life
exactly.
thing?
Exactly. No, I've had it multiple
they
times.
They think you're and like this, a genie?
And this one comes to mind all the time. And it's so funny. I'm going to give like a reference because I gave the reference then and I was like, wow, I gave a really good reference. This guy, where I'm at like a dealership getting my car mm-hmm. done, like, you know, inspected, whatever. Guy's like, hey, man, got a big question. Like, how do you do it? Like, I want a lot of things. Like, I'm trying to get to your level. I want a lot of things. And I'm like,
eh. You're like, bitch, this is level 12.
I'm like, let me give you a little advice. And it's an old Rolling Stones song. And he goes, he got weird. And I'm like, listen to the words. I'm like, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you'll get what you need. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, don't focus on the things you want. Just make sure you have the things you need.
That's beautiful.
I go, at one point, I was so happy just living in my van and doing whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I have everything I need. I can wake up and do what I want. He goes, what? And he got all weird. I'm like, you're thinking about life all wrong. Like, think about it the right way, and then everything else will come.
That's beautiful.
And I was like, wow, I just quoted a song and everything.
Just came to you, the universe spoke through you.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, because you sold your house and then lived in a van for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you loved that.
I loved it.
Do you miss those days?
No, kind of, but not. I'm like, it was a little chapter in my life. And
what
it was
sparked
fun.
That?
I knew I was in this position, and it was the one time I had a mortgage and mortgages, and it was a big house. It was me by myself, mm-hmm. four bedroom house, four and a half.
Why'd you buy that?
Because I thought, like, you know, you're supposed to buy a house, gotten some money, and then it was right when I got into chronic, so then I spent money on that,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of overdid myself. That was the one life lesson where I overdid myself at one time.
Financially, you're like, you felt like, oh, shit?
A little bit afterwards.
Uh-huh.
But then I didn't. I'm like, yeah, I gotta, this thing's gonna just,
yeah.
I thought this thing's gonna just wheel me money.
Yeah.
This will be this will do, and it's just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger. And it didn't.
Right.
So it was a life lesson. So I was like, oh, crap, I really, like, dove in deep.
Yeah.
So I stayed in the house 10 years. I'm like, I'm selling
10
it.
10 years is a long time.
Uh-huh. So I sold my house,
uh-huh.
and then I lived in a hotel for 2 months.
What hotel?
It was
it nice?
Hampton Inns. I lived in the Hampton Inn. Well, I liked the location of it.
Okay.
Because it was close to everything and I can jam away and it
had... Did you just sell early because you got a good deal or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got a great deal. I sold. And then I was living in the hotel and I was kind of lost. Mm-hmm. I liked it. And but then I was like, what am I going to do? I don't want to buy another house here. I don't know where I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. And I started watching YouTube videos on vans. And I'm like, I want to do that. I want to just buy a van, live in it, and just go. I'm like, I just had this, like, fuck it attitude. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's go. Like, I'm going to do it. And so I went and looked at a couple. Mm-hmm. And then I called my buddy. I'm like, he'll know about him. He's a car guy. I'm going to call him. I'm like, what do you know about these Sprinter vans? He goes, dude, I'm driving mine right now. I've had it for 6 months. We hadn't talked in like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And I called him. He's like, you want one? He's come down tomorrow. I'm going to take you to a place. Mm-hmm. And I went and I met these guys and I talked to them. They're like, you won't have one for another, you know, if you want to. But they're like, maybe look on our website and see if you want to use one. Mm-hmm. And I saw one I really liked. I called the guy. It was a Friday. Mm-hmm. And I go, you got any offers on it? He goes, no. I go, I'm going to fly in Monday and I'm buying your van in Arkansas.
Where was it? Oh, wow.
So I flew into Arkansas, bought the van, and I looked. I called Preston. I'm like, hey, I'm in this town, Arkansas, and I noticed Joplin, Missouri is only an hour away. It's the first night I got this van. Can I come stay at your house? I'll just park it in your driveway and I'll sleep in my van. Hell yeah.
Fun.
So I drove, first night I was with Preston.
I love that.
And we went out and we partied that night and we had a good time. And then I got on the road.
And then where'd you go?
I went so many places and it was so weird where I ended up each time. Like I went and stayed with my buddy Matt Hoffman for a few days. Mm-hmm. We went skydiving. We went to skate parks.
So you had like a Rumspringer. Like you just like
went and lived. But then we left. Here's the craziest story about this. So it was Preston's house, then my buddy Matt Hoffman's house, and then I left, and he's like, call Danny Boy. He's from House of Pain. He goes, he lives on the other side of Oklahoma. He just bought the Outsider's house and redid it and all that. Go visit him. Go see that. He's like, I'll give you his number, and I call him up. He's like, yeah, cruise down. When you coming down? I'm like, I'll be there Saturday.
So you just like kept going.
But listen to this. He didn't even say nothing to me. That Saturday I showed up. S.C. Henton and Thomas Campbell, the guy who played Ponyboy and the lady who wrote the book, were putting their hands in the concrete at the house. The mayor was there, all
Stop.
That. And I pull up, they're like, hey, Weirman's here. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
That's so crazy.
And it just so happened, like, it just ended up. Yeah, and wow. I was like, this is, like, it was meant to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was meant for me to get the van there, yeah. and it just kept going.
What's one of your favorite van memories?
That was one of them.
That's cool.
Yeah, because it was out of the blue. Mm. I met Danny Boy. I met S.E. Henn, the lady who wrote the book. I met, you know, Pony Boy, too, and I'm like, I was mind blown. I'm like, this is weird, but it's like stuff like that always just
happens to you. The
blue, just happens yeah. to me.
I feel like you breed that environment.
Just rad stuff all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you've lived a really cool life.
I'm still living.
I know.
I'm not done.
And you continue to.
I'm not done.
I know that.
I'll tell you that.
I didn't say it like you're done.
You lived a really cool life. Sorry.
Yeah, that's glad I got it. You on the pod before you kicked the can, you old fart. You have lived a cool life.
And I'm still doing it.
And you're still doing it. You're a legend.
Trying.
Yeah. Well, did you say that at the beginning of this?
No.
No.
I didn't. We did that.
Well, when I walk around with Jason and we're in the city and people will yell, you're a legend. And then I asked, I was like, what does legend mean to you? What was your definition you gave?
It means somebody who's lived the life they wanted to live that other people want to live. And you did it already, and you I continue to do it, and so it's.
What's next?
I don't know.
What would you like to share at the end of this? We got to wrap it up.
At the end of this, I want to share that I'm really glad to be on your stupid podcast.
Thank you for doing my stupid podcast.
I don't think it's stupid.
Thanks. What do you think it is?
I think it's amazing.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're a great person. You have a really good, like, soul, and
thank you.
I noticed it from day one, and I think that you're going to succeed yourself.
I'll be a legend.
You're going to be a legend, too. You'll be a legend. You already are.
Thank you. I like having that on record. I'm a good person.
You are.
What would you give? Well, again, you already gave that one guy life advice at the car shop. Would that be your life advice for everyone else?
Yeah. Don't.
Rolling Stones song.
Yeah. You'll don't always. It's not going to be what you want, but you'll definitely get what you need.
What's one of your favorite quotes?
Quotes? Till the wheels fall off. And that's how you gotta live. Just keep living and doing it. Till the wheels
fall off.
Till the wheels fall off.
I think that's how we end this. Till the wheels fall off.
Yep.
All right. That was fun.
Till the cork on the wines popped.
Okay.